8 lines to the bottom of Daf Samach Beis, and up until this point, this parak discussed various scenarios where Reuven sold something to someone else. And for example, if Reuven sold a bias to Shimon, or if Reuven sold a chatzah to Shimon, or if Reuven sold a kerem, or if Reuven sold an ear, in all cases, the Mishnah discussed what would happen if he sold the stomach and he didn't specify which items are included in the bias of the chatzah, or the kerem, or the ear. And our Mishnah now continues to discuss the next scenario, Hamichas Asada. If Reuven sells a field to Shimon and he sells the stumba and he didn't specify what items are included and which items are not included, and as Rashbam points out from a diak from our Mishnah as well as from the Gemara, that Lemaisa, when Reuven sells a field stumba, then certainly he sells all the trees of the field, aside for two specific scenarios that our Mishnah will discuss, and aside for all the trees that are certainly included, the Mishnah now will list 7 different items that are also included. We will discuss all 7 items very quickly, and then the Gemara will discuss it further, and the Mishnah starts with the first item, Machas Avadim Shem Litzarcha. You sell the stones that are tzarech of the field. And although, as Rashbam points out, that Tashmish the Metaltalin, that these stones were movable, but keeping the kfil high Tashmish, that since these stones are kavua for this specific Tashmish, and this use, ve'im aziz and isam, mehai sada lo'ilam, and you generally don't move these things from this sada, kemukubachashlu, therefore it's considered as if it's attached to the field, and therefore it's included in the sale of the field. And similarly, the Mishnah continues with Sakanim Shabakarim Shem Litzarcha, and the posts that are for the vineyards, which are needed for the vineyards. And it's from this line of the Mishnah that Rashbam points out, that if Reuven sells a field to Shimon, that he sells and he includes a vineyard, as all the ilanis are included in the sada, that's why our Mishnah specifically tells us that the kanim shebekerem are included in the sale, and certainly the actual vines are included in the sale. And the Mishnah continues with the third case, and any grain that's attached to the ground is also included in the sale. As the Gemara and Daf Samach Tesum and Alfu point out, that even if that tfu and that grain is ready to be harvested, and the Rashbam points out on the third of the wide lines on Daf Samach Tesum and Alf, and one may think that since it's ready to be harvested, therefore it's as if it's harvested and therefore would not be included in sale. But when the Gemara sale, it is included in the sale, as if it did not yet reach the time that it could be harvested, and certainly that would not be a chiddush. The pshita he sharei asada mocha achshav legamri, as since he's selling the sada legamri, and why would the buyer allow the seller to let his tefuah stay in his sada, since it will keep the hashda lechazu and is not roy to be harvested at this point, hilchos pshita devadei mocha, and therefore it certainly must be that the seller sold the tefuah to the buyer. And when we get to that gemara, we will point out the Shita of the Ritva that is mashma a bit different than the Rashbam. The Mishnah continues with the fourth scenario, Veschit Sakanim Sheprusim in Beis Reva, and also if you have a group of reeds that are growing from one stalk and they are less than a shear of a Reva Kav, then they're bottled to the Sada, therefore they're included in the sale. Some Agurus Mechitza Sakanim, and Ayinim Iri points out, Ubali Sadis Miskavinim Mithyasim Lasesim Bixesa Deseim, the owners of fields would be Miskavin to actually plant these at the edge of the field, and this would serve as a boundary marker between the borders, and that's why these reeds are called chitz zakanim. And he continues, and as we will see in the Gemara, that even if they would be very thick reeds and they would have its own name and people would actually call it the kanim of Pliny, they would still be bottled to the ground, and therefore they would be included in the sale. And the Mishnah continued, Vesashamir She'in Asuya Betit, and also a guardhouse, which was generally made out of reeds, and it wasn't coated in cement, and that is also bottled to the ground, and therefore it is included in the sale. And the Mishnah continues with the sixth case, Vesachruv She'in Mukov, and you also include a carob tree, which is so young that it wasn't yet grafted, and therefore it's not considered a Dava Choshev, and therefore it's bottled to the ground, and certainly that's included in the sale. And finally, the seventh item is Vesbesul Sasikmar, and also a virgin sycamore, which is the name that's given to a young sycamore tree that was not yet pruned, and therefore its branches are very thin, and it's not a double chashev, and therefore once again it's bottled to the ground and it's included in the sale. And the Mishnah will now continue and discuss the reverse scenarios of all the 7 scenarios that we already spoke about. However, we will break this up into 2 different groups. We'll break it up into a group of 3 and then into a group of 4. As the Mishnah continues, but you do not include in the sale any stones that are not in the tzarech of this field, place a kam shebekerim to inland sarachon and not the reeds of the vineyard which are not with tzurich of the field, b'leis a tfuah sheitzush min hakaka, and also grains and produce that was already harvested and was already cut off the trees off the ground are not included in the sale. The Mishnah continues in regard to these three items, b'jman she'amalai hi v'chol mash b'teicha. However, if Reuven actually said to Shimon that I'm selling you the sada as well as everything that's within the sada, harei kula mechurin, then all these items would be included in the sale, including these three items. However, the Mishnah now continues and discusses the other four items. In regard to the other four items, benkach or benkach, it doesn't make a difference if Reuven did not use the lashon of v'chol mash b'teicha, or even if Reuven used the lashon of hi v'chol mash b'teicha, le'mach le'is chitza kanim shi beis reiva. So a group of reeds that were going for one stalk and is taking up a place in the sada that's the size of at least a quarter of a kav, and that would never be included in the sale as it's a makom chashav b'fnei atzmai and it's considered a sada b'fnei atzmai, and therefore it's not included in this sada. And similarly, the Mishnah teaches us v'lo yaseh shemira she'asur b'tit, and you also don't include a guardhouse that was covered and was built with cement, as that is a davar chashav and it's a bayis b'fnei atzmai and it's not included in the sada. And even when you say v'chol mashav b'teicha, similarly when you sell a sada v'lo yaseh chuv hamukav, you don't sell a carob tree that was already old enough that it was already grafted. As Rashbam states, four lines from the bottom of Amid, Av kishemaskin mizgaber makivra yisai, when it gets older and it gets stronger, then the standard is to graft the tree. At that point, v'yesh l'shtem b'fnei atzmai v'loy botel gabi sada, av kol shar ilonis b'chlal sada, but all the other trees are considered part of the sada. And finally, the Mishnah states, v'loy yisad al-sikmo, and Rashbam explained that a sad al-sikmo is no longer a young sycamore tree, and it's already old enough that you had to already prune its branches. And as Rashbam states, av kishemaskin v'godel habi koitzan nofim v'boyan achirim b'mkayman, v'nikris sad al-sikmo, and at this point, the sycamore tree is called a sad al-sikmo, and that tree is not included as it's davar chashav b'fnei atzmai. And before we begin the Gemara, let us see the bottom Rashbam, divo maschav v'lo yischitza kanim, shekol ilu chashivim sada b'fnei atzman, as in all four of these cases, it's considered sada b'fnei atzman, v'arei k'meish shemichel chaveir shtei sadais, v'yesh li sada achers b'teich ha-shtayim. And these cases are similar to a scenario where Reuven owns three sadais, let's call it parcel A, parcel B, and parcel C, and he sells to Shimon parcel A and parcel C. And even if Reuven would say to Shimon, I'm selling you these two sadais, v'chol mashav b'teichon, certainly Reuven is not selling to Shimon parcel B, and he only means to sell parcel A and parcel C, and therefore afkan sada achas machaloi v'loi shtei sadais, Reuven was only selling one field to Shimon and not two sadais, v'chitzas kanim v'cheruv hamokav v'sada asikba chashuv and sada b'fnei atzman, as we explained. Continue at daf samach tesem and aleph, and the Gemara begins that our Mishnah stated hamichas asada morcha avonim shehin litzacha, and the Gemara asks my avonim shehin litzacha, what exactly is the definition of these stones that are needed for the sada? And the Gemara brings two different explanations, and hachat agimu avdid achba, and above all they explain they're referring to those stones that acted as weights. When someone would harvest a field and the grain was lying in the field, they would take stones and place it on the grain in order that the grain would not fly away. The Shita Mekubetzes brings down two explanations for Rabbeinu Yonason as to why they're called Avdin Dachba. And first he says, keeping Meloshin Amarim, as these stones hold down the grain and hold down the bundles. V'yesh Mefashim Achba Meloshin Kosev, that the Loshin Achba comes from Loshin of our shoulder, Kloim Avonim Gedoilis, that these are very large stones, Hanitalis Alakasev, that are carried on the shoulder, V'naisanis Alamarim, and they're placed on the bundles. And the Gemara continues with the second shot as to the term of Avonim Shein Litzacha, and Ula Oma Ula explains, Avonim Hasturis Lageda, referring to stones that were already masuda one on top of the other in order to create a fence, and even though they weren't yet cemented in place, it's still considered a part of the sada, and therefore Reuven includes this in the sale of the sada. And the Gemara asks, what turn Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi Chiya taught us in the Braisa, not Avonim Hasturis Lageda, but Avonim Siburis Lageda. These stones were gathered into a pile, but they weren't yet set up and arranged neatly in order to form a fence, and even though they're included in the sale of the sada. And the Gemara answers, Ein Chenami Tanis Studuris, that in this price of Abchia, we shouldn't learn Avonim Siburis Legeda, but we should be curious Avonim Siburis Legeda. And as we will see in a moment, there will be machlekes between a Meir and a Chachamim, and this explanation of Ula and the explanation of the price of Abchia is going specifically like the Sheet of the Chachamim. And before we continue, let's point out that in Daf Ayin Chesam Beis in Perak HaMeiches HaSfina, the Gemara will bring a machlekes between Rameir and Rabbanon, and Rameir will state Machot Kerem, Machot HaShmish Kerem, that if Reuven sells a vineyard, then he sells those implements and those instruments that are used in a vineyard. And Rashbam explains that Ramei is coming to be Chalik and Rabbanon. Ramei is teaching us that even those instruments that according to Rabbanon would not have been included in the sale of a vineyard, according to Ramei would be included, and therefore according to Ramei it's much easier for an item to be included in the sale of a vineyard than lefidu rabbanon. And as Rashbam brings down, shemin the osel of flugad rabbanon v'lemeima dafidu oisin hashmin she'inu mekarim rabbanon nakarim the lekviya kolkach the rameya mechurnein that even so according to rameya they are included in the sale. The hilchah b'chol tashmish shekarim v'sada shnuim b'mishtasenu, and therefore in discussing these instruments and these items that the mishta mentioned are included in the karim or included in the sada be'ina lefusha hechidami the rameya machol rabbanon in macha. So we would have to explain in what case the rameya says that it's included in the sale, and according to rabbanon in that same scenario it would not be included in the sale, and rabbanon would have to explain the din of our mishnah differently and what case the mishnah is talking about when our mishnah stated that those items are included in the sale. And the gemara will now continue and discuss this point, and the Rashbam explains that as if the gemara now states amamar, and the gemara continues hachatagimu avnid achba, that we stated previously that the bnei bavel explained that when the mishnah stated avanim shein l'tzarcha, we are discussing stones that were used as weights. When Reuven sells a sada stama to Shimon, he includes these stones in the sale, and the gemara explains Rameya the Masakhan Afgab Roy Machton and Rabbanon Hu the Machton. According to Rameya, these stones are considered part of the field, even though they were only prepared to be used as weights, even though they weren't brought into the Sada at all, and they were outside the Sada. But even so, since he already prepared them to be used for the Sada as weights, therefore they're considered part of the field, and Reuven sells them to Shimon. And Rav Rabbanon hold that if these weights would be outside of the Sada, then they would not be included in the sale, and the only time that they're included in the sale is if the weights were not only prepared, but they were also brought into the Sada. And Rashbam explains that Lefi Rameya, even though these stones were not yet brought into the Sada, however, Lemaisa, Hari Kvuin Latashvish Sada Zu, that Kavua for the Tashvish and for the use of this Sada, Bein Derech Latatlan Sada Acha, Vole Lashilan, and it's not the Derech to go and transfer them to another Sada or to lend them out, and therefore they're included in the sale. However, Rabban the Amri Le Mocha Kol Tashvish Yikarim, Elam Yuchodin Harbi Latashvish, Einim Karim, Elam Kemachdal Latecha Sada. And we explained our Gemara, according to Shitas Rashbam, they explained the Lashon Machton as being in the Sada and actually being brought into the actual field. However, let us see the second Tesis on the Amid, Dima Maschel V'Hadda Machton, Einil Urila Farish, the Machte Ala Imrim, that the Reed did not feel that it's right to explain that the Rabbanon only say that these Avonim are included in the sale if these stones are actually being used as weights on these bundles, the Manu Tzorichim Shiyu Menachon Ala Imrim, even if the Rabbanon, why would these stones have to be used as a weight at this moment, and they have to be on the Imrim, if the actual bundles which are tall shminakaka are not included in the sale, v'nirulri, and therefore the Rei explains the loy machton hainush ma'ilum loy hunchu al ha'imrim u'machton hainush akar hunchu v'lav de machti hashka, and therefore he explains the chiluk between Ramei and the Chachamim is according to Ramei that even if these stones were only prepared and they weren't yet placed on the bundles and they weren't yet used as weights, they would still be included in the sale. However, the Rabbanon hold that the only way they would be included in the sale is if at one point they were used as weights, but even if they're not being used at this moment, it would still be included in the sale. And the Gemara continues, Ula da'ama avonim asturus together, and according to Ula, at the Tani Rav Chira that explained that when our Mishnah stated avonim shein l'tzarcha, we're referring to those stones that were already set up one on top of the other in order to form a fence. And according to Rameya, these stones would be included in the sale as long as they were prepared to be used as a gedder, even though they were not yet mistood one on top of the other. However, Rabbanon, who the Sidron, according to Rabbanon, the only way that it's included in the sale is only if these stones were already arranged one on top of the other in order to form a gedda. And Lefizeh, when Ula stated Avonim Asturus L'gedda, and we stated according to Agesa that Tani Rav Chiya Avonim Asturus L'gedda, they are actually explaining our Mishnah according to the Shitra Chachamim. But in Chanami, Lefi Rameya, the way that we have to explain our Mishnah is not Avonim Asturus L'gedda, but Avonim Adam Saknan L'gedda, that these Avonim were only prepared to be used for a gedda, but these stones were not yet arranged one on top of the other in order to create a gedder. Gemara continues and quotes from the second case of a Mishnah, Vesakanim Shebekarim Shein Litzarchoi, and the Gemara's Havmin is that Stam Kanim are reeds that are growing from the ground, and therefore the Gemara is Kanim Ayavirtayu, where do we find that we have reeds in the middle of a vineyard, and why would it be reeds that are growing in the middle of a vineyard? And the Gemara answers Amidubi Rabbianai, so they explain the Yeshiva Rabbianai, Kanim Amchulokim Shamidin Tachasakafanim, that we're not talking about reeds that are growing in a vineyard, but we're talking about those reeds that were used as support posts in order to support the vines and make sure that the grapes that are hanging on the vines do not drag on the floor and get ruined. And as Rashbam states, Kanamai Virtayu Matsrich Lakarim Kanamagdela Makako, the Kanam Stoma Mashmale Bimakam Gedulon Kamar Chitza Kanim, as we stated in the Mishnah, the Lashon Chitza Kanim, and the Gemara answers Kanamam Cholokim, and Rashbam explained Mufutsolim, these reeds and these branches were already peeled, the outer shell of the reed was already removed from the reed. And as as Taisus states, Mechulokin Ba'ar Pirusha Sira Klipais Kadeshli Asliu, that they already took off the peel in order to make sure that worms did not come onto the reed. And as Rabbeinu Geshem further explains, Hina Klipa Shalein, that we're referring to those peels or the bark that's on the reed, Kadeshli Yichtusa Mayim Bena Klipa Bena Eitzum Asliya, and this way, by removing the bark or by removing the outer shell, you make sure that water doesn't get trapped between the klipa and the actual eitz, and then worms will form, and shalayu oisin tailoin yoitzin umaslin akarim, and then those worms would actually go onto the vineyard and will ultimately ruin the grapes. Once again, the Gemara explains that there would be a difference between the Shita Rameya and the Shita Rabbanon as to the scenario of our Mishnah when we would say that it's included in the sale of the field, as Rameya the Meshafion Afagab Blay Mukban, or Kot Rameya, even though these kanim were peeled, but they weren't yet sent to the ground, and they weren't actually acting as a support for the vines, it would still be included in the sale. And Rabbanon, who the Mukban, according to Rabbanon, that has a stronger requirement, and the only way that these reeds would be included in the sale is only if these reeds were already placed into the ground and were already used in order to support the vines. The Gemara continues with the next case in the Mishnah of things that are included in a sada when Reuven sells a sada stama, and the Mishnah stated that Satua Mechaberes L'Kaka, and the Gemara explains V'afagad Matoyel Mechzad, and even though this tfu is already ripe and ready to be harvested, it is still included in the sale. And as we explained previously, when we learned the Mishnah that Saka Detichmina Kolaim Eliksa Kikatzadami Hafilu Hachid Gavim Mechir Mechur Mechlal Sada, when we learned the Mishnah, we mentioned that we will bring down the Ritva. Ritva states a bit different than Rashbam, and he states Pirish Avadai Meshabeches Bekaka, and we're referring to a case that even though the Pirish were ripe, but Lemaisa they were getting a benefit by remaining in the Kaka a bit longer. And as he explains, the Loi, as if this would not be the case, then Ketusha Damya, as if it doesn't need the Kaka at all, then it's mamish like it's Tolish, Kedamina Bechol Duchta, and as the Gemara teaches us from the Sechta Sanhedrin, the Chol Imeliksa Kekatzadami, Ve'in a Tvela Lekaka, and therefore certainly would not be included in the sale. And the Gemara continues with the next case in the Mishnah, Veskitza Kanem Shepkusam and Beis Reba, and if there's a bunch of reeds that are growing out of one stalk, but they ultimately take up an area that's less than one quarter of a kav, and the Gemara explains, Ve'afagav Dalimi, and even though these reeds are very strong, we still don't consider them a Dovah Chashav, as in order to define something as a Dovah Chashav, we don't look at the strength of the reeds, but as Rashbam states, Basa Tfisa Kakos Linon, we look at the amount of space that it actually takes up in the field, and since these reeds are only taking up less than a quarter of a kav of space in the Sada, so it's not considered a Makam Chashav B'fnei Atzmai. Gemara continues with the fifth case of the Mishnah of Esa Shemir Shena Esriya B'tit, and the guardhouse is also included in the sale as long as it's not formed from tit and from cement. And the Gemara explains, Afagav B'lei Kfiya Ba'ara, and even though this guardhouse, which was typically made out of reeds, is not attached to the ground, it is still included in the sale of the Sada. And Ein Rabbeinu Geshem, who states, Shein Asriya B'tit, Afagav B'lei Kfiya Yafa B'kaka, and even though it's attached to the ground a bit, but it's not attached very well to the ground, it's still included in the Sada. And Rabbeinu Geshem seems to hold that if the guardhouse is not attached to the ground at all, then we're not to be included in the sale. And finally, the Gemara quotes from the last two cases of the Reisha of the Mishnah, Vesacharuv She'ina Mukha, Vesbesul Sasikma, and the Gemara states, Afagav Dalimi, that if you have a carrot tree that was not yet old enough to be grafted, or if you have a sycamore tree that is not yet old enough to be pruned, and even though it's a very strong tree, it's still not a Dovah Chashav B'fnei Atzmai, and therefore it's included in the sale of the Sada. The Gemara continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah, Avaloi Mach, Loi Sabanim She'ina Litzacha, that after we spoke about the seven items that are included in the sale of a Sada, the Mishnah then spoke about the reverse scenarios where these items would not be included in the sale of a Sada, and the first one was where you have avanim that are not needed for the Sada. And let's remember that in the Reish of the Mishnah we brought two different explanations as to avanim shein litzacha, and we brought the Bnei Bavel that stated hachatagimo abde da'achba, and we were referring to stones that acted as weights to hold down tefuah that was drying in the field, and Ula stated we're talking about avanim hasturus legeda, and the Mishnah was talking about stones that were arranged in order to create a geder in the Sada, and we previously explained what the scenarios would be lefi Rameya and lefi Chachamim, and the Gemara does the same in the reverse case and the state of the Mishnah. And add the Bachas Geris Lamanda Oma Avni Da Achba, according to the Bnei Bavel that stated Hachat Agimu Avni Da Achba, that the Avonim that we're referring to in the Mishnah are those Avonim that acted as weights. So then Rameya Deloy Mistakdon. So when in the Sefer of the Mishnah we stated that Avonim She'in Lutzacha are not included in the sale, according to Rameya, we're talking about those stones that were not yet even prepared to be used as stones and to be used as weights. In the Chanami, if you are Meir, as we explained in the Reisha, if you would actually prepare these stones, even though these stones are not yet in the field, they would still be included in the sale. And Rabbanon, Loi Machton, according to Rabbanon, even if these stones were prepared to use as weights, but they weren't yet brought into the Sada, they would not be included in the sale. And the Gemara continues, and according to Ula and telling Rav Chiya that learned that the Avonim that are referring to the Mishnah, at least according to Rabbanon, were those stones that were already prepared and were arranged in order to be set up as a fence. Rameh, Le Mesaknon, according to Rameh, we're talking about a case where these Avonim were not yet even prepared to be used as a fence, and therefore they're not included in the sale. But if these stones were prepared, but they were not yet arranged as a Gedar, they would still be included in the sale, as we explained. However, Le Rabbanon, Le Sidron, according to Rabbanon, we would explain that when the Mishnah stated Avonim She'inim L'Tzarcha are not included in the sale, the Mishnah is even talking about stones that were prepared and they were already ready to be set as Avonim into a fence. However, they were not yet arranged as a Gedar, and therefore they're not included in the sale. The Gemara continues with the second case of the Sefer, V'lei Sakam Shebekaren She'inim L'Tzarcha. Reuven does not include in the sale any reeds in a vineyard that are not being used exclusively for this Karam, and are made Le Mishafyon, and Rabbanon Le Mukbon. And once again, we explain the scenario according to the Shita Rameh and according to the Shita Rabbanon. According to Rameh, the only time that these Karam are not included in the sale is only if they were not yet peeled and they were not yet made ready for using as reeds. But as we previously explained, if they were already peeled and they were ready for use, even though they weren't yet stuck in the ground and they weren't yet used as support for the vines, they would still be included in the sale. And Lefi Rabbanon, even if someone has kanim that were peeled, but they were not yet set into the ground and they were not yet used as support for the vines, they would not be included in the sale. Before we continue, let's point out that there are a lot of small pieces of Gemaras and small members, and therefore the Rashbam, about 7 lines from where it gets wide, has about 7 lines where he brings the Gears of our Gemara, and our printed Gemara goes according to the Gears of the Rashbam. And the Gemara continues and quotes the next piece of the Mishnah, V'lo yisatfu atlu shim nakaka, and when Reuven sells his sada to Shimon's stomach, he does not include that tfuah that was already harvested from the kaka, and ba'afagav the tzrichel ara. And although it was normal that after someone harvested the grain or their produce, they would leave the grain or the produce in the field in order to dry, it's still not included in the sale. And as Rashbam states, the tzrichel ara l'shatcha besada la'acha katzir l'nafich hatfuah m'reich hakaka v'liyabesh ayin sham. Ridva states, perish the katzruah kashi lacha v'yitzrichel lamed sham l'syabesh. Ridva continues, v'hu adin v'adai kashi m'chuberes v'li tzrichel ara klal, that certainly if it's still attached to the ground, but the tefuah doesn't need the land at all, that certainly would not be part of the sale. Al de idachu revu satfei ayin sham. Gemara continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah, v'lo yischit zakanim shi beis reva, and you also do not include those reeds that are growing together from one stalk, as long as it's a beis reva, afagav de katini, and even though the reeds are still very small and very thin, it is still not included in the sale. As the ma'aser, we don't look at the thickness of the reeds, but we look at the amount of space that it takes up in the sada. Once it takes up an area of a quarter of a kav, then it's considered makam chashuv b'fnei atzmai, and therefore it's not included in the sale. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechon, lechitza kan b'vad, that this din that we just stated, that once is an area which is a makam chashuv, then it's not included in the sale. And we mentioned in the Mishnah, in the case of chitza kanim, that's an area of a beis reva, ala fila ruga katana shel besamim, but even if you have a very small area of besamim, which is a davar chashuv b'fnei atzmai, and even if it's less than a beis reva, v'yeshel shem b'fnei atzma, and it has its own name, and for example, it's called the Besam of Reuven, then it's considered a Machum Chashev B'fnei Atzmai and a Sada B'fnei Atzmai, and therefore it's not sold together with the field. And the Gemara continues, Hechidami, Amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa explains, and we're talking about a case where these Besamim are called the Besamim of Pliny, or for example, they're called Reuven's roses. And Rashbam points out, and our Mishnah only spoke about chitzis kanim because the Mishnah knew there was a specific share, that if there's a share of a quarter of a kav, then it's considered its own chashva area and it has a shem b'fnei atzmai, but if it's less than that, it's not considered a davar chashuv ayin sham. As we explained, that Rav Papa is coming to give explanation and to give an example, as the lefushi asa hechidami yesh lo shem b'fnei atzmai to kamra bechron, and we speak about a vada de planya arugas b'isim shel pliny. Gemara continues, v'lo yashemira asuya betit, that a guardhouse that is made with cement is not included in the sale, v'afagav the kfiya ba'ara, and even though this guardhouse is completely attached to the ground, it is still not included in the sale, as it's considered a bias b'fnei atzmai. And as Rashbam points out, given the tucha betit, enim tatal aside, it's not going to be moved any longer, v'chashiva v'yesh l'shem b'fnei atzmai, v'arev k'mechis ha'sada shloim mochsa bias, de'im bias b'chlal sada el b'chlal chotza. And the Gemara continues, boy Rabbi Lezer will ask a question, and Rashbam explains that the reason why we bring this question on Gemara is because since in the Mishnah we explained there's a difference between a guardhouse house that was smeared with cement and a guardhouse that was not smeared with cement. Therefore, this shaila will be relevant as we will discuss an item that is attached by using cement or something that is attached by using pegs. And as we will see, the Rashbam learns that Rabbi Elazar's shaila is not talking about a case where Reuven went and sold the sada to Shimon, but we're talking about a case where Reuven went and sold a house to Shimon, and therefore Rabbi Elazar's shaila, malbon shel psachim ahu, would a door frame be included in a sale or not? And as Rashbam explains, v'hu tikkun shel isin sava mezuzas umumaylu umato shel delav sheker filayim, that the door swings on and the door hits. And the Gemara explains, hechad mechaber betina, that certainly in a case where this door frame was attached with cement, lo tibrei lecha, then Rabbi Elazar did not have a shaila, the mechaber the mice it's attached to the door and it's attached to the home and therefore it's considered a part of the home. And kiti beilach and the kiti besichi, and Rabbi Elazar's shaila is specifically in a case where this door frame was attached with pegs. And as Rashbam explains, you say dois v'noich lefarkon, and it's easy to take them off, and therefore it's easy to remove this frame from the door. And as Rashbam explains, my mi amrin ein tzrichon pesach kolkach, do we say that it's not necessary for the door, and therefore since it's not mamish secured against the door and against the house, so therefore it's not included in the sale. V'loy machron oiloy, what do we say that lemaisa door frame is a normal part of a home, and therefore it's sold together with the home? And the Gemara is not pashut the shayla, and the Gemara states teku, and the Gemara continues with another shayla. And Rashbam explains that this is basically an intim salema from the previous shayla, and certainly Reb Zera is not asking a question if it was attached with cement, as certainly it would be part of the sale, and we're talking about a case where it was attached with pegs. And if you would say that when you attach a door frame with pegs, then it's included in the sale, so maybe that's because it's part of a door frame and it actually has an actual usage. And as we explained beforehand, Shadel Sheikav Aleim, and as Rashbam points out, Chayinu Mishum Lil Chizik Avidon, the lemais it's used to strengthen the door. However, Reb Zera now has a shayla, what would it didn't be b'negei a window frame? Mi aminu lanoi ba'almahu davidi, do we say it doesn't really have a purpose and it's only made for beautification purposes and therefore it's not included? Or do we say that since lemaisa is attached to the window, therefore it will be included in the sale? And the Gemara once again is not pushing the shayla, and the Gemara ends off teku. And before we continue, let's point out that it used to be that homes did not have flooring and they just had dirt floors, and the floors would get very wet, and if someone placed a bed directly onto the floor, then the actual bedpost would get worn out at some point from sitting in water. And therefore, in order to protect the feet of the bed, they would take pieces of wood and they would place these blocks of wood underneath the feet of the bed. The Gemara therefore continues, by Rabbi Yemiah, the Rabbi Yemiah had the following shayla, that even if we would say by a door and window frames that they are included in the sale of a home, maybe that's because they are at least attached to the window and to the door with pegs. However, these blocks that were placed underneath the feet of the bed were not attached to the bed, and therefore if Reuven sells a bed to Shimon, maybe these blocks are not included in the sale. And as the Gemara explains, that certainly in a case where these wood pegs were actually attached to the feet of the bed, either with nails or with pegs, then certainly they're included in the sale. What would be if they actually do not move together with the bed and they were separate blocks, and therefore maybe we would say they're not included in the sale? And once again, the Gemara is not pashut the shayla, and the Gemara states teku. And we learned the shayla Rabbi Elazar, like Rashbam, that we're talking about a case where Reuven was selling a house to Shimon. Therefore, the Rashbam had to explain what shaychus our Gemara has with the previous Gemara. However, I in the bottom taste of the Amid, where he actually learned that the shayla Rabbi Elazar is relevant to the previous Gemara, I in Shom. The Gemara continues and quotes from the last line of the Mishnah, V'loy eschiruv hamoka, V'loy sadan hasikma, that when Reuven sells a field, stoma, that he doesn't include a carob tree that was already grafted and is old enough to be grafted, and he also doesn't sell a sycamore tree that was already pruned. And we continue in Daf Samach Tesam Beis, and the Gemara asks, Minar Nimili, that how does the Mishnah know when you sell a field that you don't sell a cheruv hamoka or sadan hasikma, as they are considered their own separate fields and they are double chashuv b'fnei atzmon? And the Gemara explains, Amar Biudam Rav, the Amar Kras, the pasuk in Pashas Chayis Sarah states, by Yaakov stay Ephron asher b'machpelah v'chol ha'etz asher b'sada asher b'chol gvulei saviv. And once the pasuk told us that Avram brought the entire sada, which included all the trees of the sada, so why did the pasuk have to state asher b'chol gvulei? And therefore the Gemara explains, mishitzarach l'gvul yatzir elu she'in tzrichin l'gvul, that the only things that are included in the sale of a sada are only those trees that have to be defined, and you have to explain that they're part of a boundary. However, those trees which are so chashuv that everyone knows that they belong to the bala sada, those trees are not included in the sale, as they're considered a separate sada b'fnei atzmai, and that's why our Mishnah taught us that benkach u benkach, that these are not sold, and it doesn't make a difference if he said, I'm selling you the sada, or if Reuven said, I'm selling you the Sada v'chol mashish b'techa, then all cases you do not include a chiruv ha-mokor and a sadan ha-sikma, as this is considered like a completely separate field. And Hashbam brings the same mashal that he brought in the Mishnah, that this is comparable to a case where Reuven has three sadas, parcel A, B, and C, and he sells parcel A and C to Shimon, that certainly parcel B is not included in the sale. As Rashbam points out, that even though Reuven said a yit loshin and he said v'chol mashish b'techa, however Zok Rashbam, the chol mashish b'techa loy mahani el tfuy tashmish in the sada, she'in kfuyin kol kach, kagoyin kanan v'avonim, she'in musukon l'tzacha, umir l'hochi kaimi, but the mice they use for the sada, av ha'churuv ha'amukh v'sadan ha'sikma, ashmin and kura, the chashivi sada b'fnei atzman, and therefore they're not included. And let us see Rashbam, diva masal l'chsiv, v'ayokim stay Ephraim, Ephraim mochle ha'sada l'avram b'stoma, as Ephraim just sold the sada to Avram without specifying exactly what he's selling, as he stated, v'nosati kesav ha'sada kach b'menei, the kumhadali Ephraim, eretz abba me'yishekel kesav b'ni u'bein chomahi, v'afilu hochi kon Avram kol ilonez k'lechsiv, v'ayokim stay Ephraim, v'chol ha'itz ha'shem b'chol gvulei soviv, al'idei k'nis ha'sada stam, kon agamas kol ilonez, v'ay ha'shem b'chol gvulei k'roi yiseiru, and as we explained, the words ha'shem b'chol gvulei is an extra pasuk, the matzil mitzvah, v'chol ha'itz ha'shem b'sada, d'hainu b'tech gvulei ha'sada, u'l'midrash asa, and therefore it's coming to teach us, mi she'tzorach l'gvul, oisi ilonez kona, she'tzrichin liyas, l'hem gvul soviv, and she'lo ya'ara odom aleyem leima b'tech she'liyahim netuyim v'shiliyahim, d'hainu k'goyin ilonez dakin, she'in l'hem shem, v'adov v'shechuach minotam, for example, like most ilonez, which are very thin, and they're not a special tree, and therefore people don't realize whose trees they are, and l'fikach tzorach l'aslam gvul soviv, av kol charuv ha'murka v'sadan ha'sikma, g'doylim v'chashuvim, v'af shimul sayu, and there's a lot of tumult and a lot of noise as to who owns these trees. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk states, "Binegay Ephraim, v'chol ha'itz asher b'sada asher b'chol gvulei saviv." The Gemara tells us, "Amar Meshasha," the Meshasha teaches us, "Mikalam mitzar minatira," that from here we learn that when moving sells a field to Shimon, that it not only does include the field, but it also includes those trees that are used as boundary markers and that grow around the perimeter of the field. And as Rashbam states, "Shakrinis asada konas mitzarim atzvon v'chol." The mitzvah and bechlal sada as the hachi mashma saviv kol ilonis hanatuyim bekaka mitzvah shu saviv asada kon avram kein near beinai. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda states, "Hai man de mezabin ar lechavrei." If Reuven is selling a field to Shimon, then instead of writing a shtar stomer and a very simple shtar, tzorach lemichtavlei, he has to write to Shimon kni loch diklin v'talin v'hutz v'tzitzin, that he should acquire all the palm trees as well as the young trees as well as hutz and tzitzin that are in the field. And even though we already stated when Reuven sells a field to Shimon, even if he sells it stumba, Reuven includes all trees in the sale aside for Cheruv HaMorkov and the Sadan HaSikma. However, even so, Reuven should write this in the shtar, as this will enhance the shtar. And as Rashbam points out, as if Reuven will just write a shtar stumba, then potentially if Reuven at some point will claim to Shimon that he didn't mean to sell the trees, then if they go to a bezin and that bezin is not knowledgeable, then maybe Bezal will paskin against Shimon, and they will paskin that Reuven did not sell the trees, as he just wrote that I'm selling you the sada, and he didn't mention the trees, and they won't realize that by just saying I'm selling you a sada, that includes all trees. However, now that he specified that I'm selling you all of these trees, therefore certainly no one will make a mistake, and everyone will realize that Shimon's entitled to the trees. And we already explained the word dikli in Ta'alin, as Rashbam states, dikli is shegadlu kol tzarchon, that we're talking about a palm tree that already grew its full growth, and Ta'alin Shasilin, its young saplings, Natoyim Bechurim, and the young trees, Hutzim Vitzitzin, Gam Hei Minim Dekolim, and they also type of palm trees, Kedetan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, Tzin Harabazel Ksheirim, V'yesh Mefarshim, She'il Einu Lutayim Nuperis, and some explain that these don't actually produce fruits. And Ainu Rabbeinu Geshem, who writes, V'afa Gab Dechil Lekosel Lehochi, Vade Koni, Di Osil Fli Bezim Pikech, Yovi Le, V'haid Lekosel Lehochi, Mishum Dehoi Seifu, Afil Lehochi, Tzarch Lemichtu Le, and even so, it's better to write this because the Shufa the Staru, and therefore Afilu Asalufne Bezin Toyin, the Yavinle, that they would still give it to him, the La Kosavachi, Vasalufne Bezin Hadiatis, La Yavile, Abel Hashtalek Lemechish, as we explained. The Gemara continues, Omale, Aravidikle, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you my land, as well as palm trees, so as Rashbam points out, that this is as if Reuven actually were making two separate transactions, and number one, Reuven saying to Shimon, Sadazu Ani Meichelcha, O Kneza Sada Vesetokom Shabatechoi, that I'm selling you this field, and you should be cleaning this field, as well as any palm trees that are in this field. And number two, v'dikli nami mezvinu l'cha b'makom achar, and I'm also going to sell you other palm trees that I have in another spot, that like kama arabidikli Likil Kamon, as Reuven did not say to Shimon, I'm selling your land that has the Kalim, that have a mashmer the Kalim Shibatecha, and therefore it's mashmer that he wants to actually sell him other palm trees that are not in the Sada. And therefore the Gemara explains, Chazinon Iisle Dikli Yavle Tradikli. So we see that if Reuven has other Dekalim in other areas, then certainly Reuven meant to sell Shimon two other palm trees in this other area, and therefore Shimon will be entitled to those two palm trees. And be Lesle, and even if Reuven doesn't have any other palm trees, and this is the only Sada that Reuven owns, Zavonle Tradikli, then Reuven has to go and purchase two palm trees in order to satisfy his promise that he would give two palm trees to Shimon. Finally, be Mishabdi, and even if Reuven has two palm trees, but they already were encumbered, and there was a lien against them, as Reuven owes money to Levi, he told Levi that these two palm trees will be not paitiki for him, parakli tradikli, then Reuven has to go and redeem two palm trees in order to be Mekayim his promise to Shimon, and give them to Shimon. And Rashbam explains that the reason why you specifically have to give him two dekalim is because miyat dekalim is two, and therefore you don't have to give him more. And Rashbam diba masal zavalei tradikli, yiknu l'tzarchi shel zeh shnei dekalim, and as we explain, shleihim mechus amana, shekach hisn lai, ani meichel lecha ilanish, shekton l'tzarchecha, o yachs lai min amayis, keneged mei shnei dekalim, and as if Reuven said to Shimon, that I promised I'm going to buy you two palm trees, or I will give you back an amount of money that equals the value of two palm trees. And I in the Russian Sunyar Bays, be Lesley Zavanle Tradikli, Pirish Kade Lame Bidburai, Viloshia Mechuiv Liknais Laishne de Kolim, and really Reuven doesn't have an obligation to buy two de Kolim, the Inner de Makna Dovishle Bailam, the Chol Dovishim Bishuse Mikri Dovishle Bailam, Kamoy Mashi Irish Me Abba Mechalachai, and therefore he really doesn't have an obligation, but like the Rashbam states, in order that he should be Mechusamana, therefore he has to buy him two palm trees. And the Gemara continued with another case, Arbidikli, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you this land with palm trees, so then Reuven is saying to Shimon that I'm making one sale and I'm selling you a parcel of land that has palm trees. And in this case, the Gemara explains that Chazinon Iispa Dikle Den Zvine Zvine, if this field has at least two palm trees, then it's considered a valid sale. However, Bilav, if there aren't at least two palm trees, then Mechach Toysu, then Shimon could claim it's a Mechach Tois. And as Rashbam points out, that even though certainly we stated that Einu Nol the Kakois, however, certainly if Reuven promises to sell Shimon a specific type of field, then if Reuven doesn't sell that field to Shimon, then certainly the din of Mechach Tois does apply even to Kaka. Rashbam states, Mechach Toysu, Shashika Boy, Bahadri Mois. And the Gemara continues with the third scenario, Arabe Dikli, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you a land that is a place where you could plant the kolim, then Lesley Dikli, then Shimon doesn't have a right to palm trees, and even if there are no palm trees in the Sada, but it's royal to plant the kolim, then it would be a valid sale. My time here, the Chazid Dikli Kamalei, as we explain that the word Arbe Dikli is telling him that it's a land that's royal to plant palm trees. And Rashbam points out, Umiyu Ispe Dikli, Hariza Shalikech, but certainly in this case, if there are actual palm trees in the Sada, then Reuven can't say to Shimon that all I sold to you is a field that's royal to palm trees, but I didn't sell you the palm trees, but certainly those palm trees would belong to Lekech. The Kolshkin, the Hochikama, Ari, the Chazal, the Diklim, as Vinilcha, Klemish, the Kolm Shabbat, to Unim Peris Abe, and therefore you could define it that he really meant to say that these the Kolm are such good the Kolm that they actually have a lot of Peris and they could produce a lot of fruits. And the Gemara continues with a fourth case, Amalei, Labam, and Diklipanya, that if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you this field, but I'm specifically excluding from the sale a specific palm tree, then Chazinan, then we have to see, Ediklitavahu, Shiri Shire, that if the palm tree that Reuven excluded is a good palm tree, then it makes sense that he would exclude that palm tree, and therefore the only thing that is excluded is that palm tree, and the rest of the palm trees would be included. And as Rashbam states, claimim in abinim shetoyin imperis ksas, luchudei shairi de daita lahonis mepiris sedeo puto, as we can then explain that Reuven meant to say that I want to have at least some hanah for my field, and therefore I'm leaving for myself an average type of date tree, as I want to continue to benefit from the sadar, but the rest of the trees in the sadar are included in the sale. However, Idik Labishahu Kolshkin Hanach, however, if Reuven excluded a tree which is a bear tree and it doesn't grow pears, then certainly Reuven meant to say that I'm excluding this tree as well as all the other trees in the Sada, and certainly Reuven did not mean to sell any of the other better trees to Shimon. And the Rashbam points out that when we stated Dik Labisha, Afal Pishayisha Dain Roy Mimenu, and even though this Sada has trees that are worse than this one, Elo de Karle Inchi Lahai Dik Labisha, however, people call this tree Bisha, Kagulin Toin Kaba, and it doesn't actually produce a Kava Paris, the Toin Kaba Lav Dik Labishu, and as we know that we stayed on Daf Chavav, Dik Toin Kaba Asalim Mikzeh, and therefore the term Dik Labisha is referring to a palm tree that doesn't produce a Kava Paris. Gemara's, and as we stated, Kol Shekein Hanach Hamutav Menu Sheshayin LaAtmai, and certainly he leaves over all the other trees which are better than this one. Dahi Kama Afilo Hu Dikle Bisha Ani Mashay LaAtmi Umi Umiish Bisad Dikle Bisha Tveimahai. However, if there are trees that are even worse than this tree in this Sada, then Inu Mizdavni B'Klal Sada Zu, they are included in the sale of this Sada. Dahi Amina Kol Shekein Hanach Adikle De Tavi Tveimahai Kai. It's only going on trees that are better than this tree. However, any tree that's worse than it will be included in the sale. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's point out that the word Elon actually has a very specific taich and a very specific definition. And as Rashbam points out, that Zesim, Te'inim, Tapuchin, V'chol Shari Lones are all called Elones. However, in contrast to these types of fields, then the Kolim and Gefanim, palm trees, as well as vineyards, would not be categorized as Elones. And based on this point, let us continue. And the Gemara brings a fifth case, Amalei Lubar Miloni. If Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you the Sada, and I'm excluding all the trees. So the Gemara explains, Isle Iloni, if this field has olive trees as well as fig or apple trees or other types of trees, then certainly he meant to exclude those trees. And therefore, Lubar Miloni, we understand that he meant to say that I'm excluding those trees. And Isle Dikle, and if this field only has palm trees and doesn't have other types of trees, then even though he said Lubar Miloni, he must have meant to call a Dekel tree an Elon, and therefore, Lubar Midikli, he meant to exclude date trees as well, and Isle Gufni, and if this field only has vineyards, then Lubar Midgufni, and even though he said Lubar Miloni, he meant to say that I'm excluding the vineyards that are in this field, and Iloni Vigufni, and if this field has trees and it also has vineyards, then since Reuven said Lubar Miloni, so Lubar Miloni, therefore Reuven only meant to exclude all types of trees, however, vineyards which are not categorized as a tree, then that would not be excluded. And Iloni Vidikli, Lubar Miloni, if Reuven has Ilonis as well as palm trees, then once again, he did not exclude the palm trees, and he only excluded the typical trees. And as we mentioned, he excluded Zaysim, Te'inim, and Tafurim, and other similar fruit trees. Finally, the Gemara teaches us, Gufni Vidikli, Lubar Migufni, if Reuven actually had vineyards as well as palm trees, and he doesn't have any other trees, then when someone uses Lashon Lubar Miloni, then when comparing vineyards and the Kolim, then certainly a Geffen is more associated with the word Elon than a palm tree, and therefore Reuven meant to say that I'm selling you the Sada and I'm excluding the vineyard, but any palm trees that are in the Sada would still be included in the sale. And Rashbam explains that even though generally the Lashon Elon does not refer to a Dekel and does not refer to a vineyard, and Rashbam explains by the Gear palm tree that the Afagan, the Instam and Queen Elonis, even though generally people did not call a palm tree an Elon, El Regil and Hilly Krace in the Kolim, and they would call it a Dekel, Metecha Shivusan, because it was so chashuv, umetech shay revilonish lend the column, kiwin the inkan shayilonis el de column, hide the column, lubar miloni ad a column kai, and the same idea would apply to a vineyard. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, that Rav states that even though we just stated that if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you a field, lubar miloni, I'm not selling you the trees that are in this field, and as the Gemara will come out in the Maskana, that we're talking about a case where there were only palm trees in this field, and therefore Reuven really meant to say to Shimon that I'm not selling you any palm trees in this field. However, Rav qualifies and states, Kol she'ein lo b'chevel havishir, that the only thing that Reuven meant to exclude from the sale were only those trees that are so tall that you need a rope ladder in order to climb up to pick the dates off the top of the tree. And as we know, that dates grow at the top of a palm tree. However, Rav states, Kol she'ein lo b'chevel lo havishir, that even though Reuven wanted to exclude the trees of this field, he only meant to exclude those trees that are much larger, but small palm trees, which you don't have to climb up with the ladder on, they're not considered chashuv enough, and therefore he didn't exclude that, and therefore that would be included in the sale, and Shimon would acquire those palm trees. Continuing daf ayin and aleph, v'dayne goylo amri, and as Rashbam points out, Shmuel v'karno, that this refers to Shmuel and Karno, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Sanhedrin on daf v'dayne and beis, at least regarding Karno, and they stated, kol she'ol kovshay lo yavishir, kol she'in ha'ol kovshay havishir. Before we explain this piece of the Gemara continues, v'loy pligi, and there's no machlekes between the shita of Rav and the sheet of the Daini Goyla, as Habidikli, Habiloni, Rav was specifically talking about palm trees, which are very tall, and therefore the way to define which trees are included in the sale and which are not, are those trees that are taller, and therefore are more chashiv, are not included in the sale, but those trees that are shorter are included in the sale. However, the Daini Goyla is specifically talking about a scenario where Reuven sold a Sada to Shimon, and he excluded regular fruit trees from the sale. In order to pick fruits off of a regular fruit tree, someone can just climb up on the tree as the branches are lower, there's no need for a rope ladder in order to collect the fruits of the tree, and therefore the Daini Goyla could not use the criteria that Rav gave us, and therefore the Dayanei Geula give us other criteria for regular fruit trees, and they explained that since it was the derech to take an animal with a plow and plow around a field, and when plowing with an axe, the axe would have a yoke around its neck, and at the time the animal's yoke would actually get caught in a branch. So if the tree is so young and the tree is so weak, that when the yoke comes into contact with that branch, it bends the branch back, but ultimately the branch doesn't hold the yoke back, then Reuven did not mean to retain that tree. However, if the tree is older and the tree's branches are stronger, and if the yoke of the animal hits that branch, it would actually hold back the animal from continuing to walk, then that tree is chashuv, and therefore Reuven excluded that from the sale. And Rashbam points out that even if you have a shvacha tree and the branches would not hold back the yoke of the animal, and if there are no other trees that are growing in this field aside from these shvacha trees, then certainly this would be excluded, as certainly Reuven meant to exclude something from the sada, and he must have meant to exclude these trees. And as we explained, the Rashbam states, and this share of kvishes oil is not shaykh by a palm tree. And even if the lower branches of the palm tree are softer and they don't hold back the animal, a palm tree would still be categorized as a tree that is chashuv, as long as in order to pick the fruits of this tree, the only way to get to the top of the tree is by climbing up a rope ladder, and we will stop over here.